Well, it is the new year for us, and each new year God speaks and gives this church its mission for the year, if you will, the vision for the year and the purpose for the year. Of course, we always are here for spiritual enrichment and growth, but we know and believe and trust that God has a special work for us to continue to do in this church, Christ the Cornerstone. So you're listening this morning to what we're going to embark upon in this coming new year. And if you heard New Year's Eve service, we talked about Ephesians chapter 6, how we're all to put on the armor of God. And one of the pieces of armor is the Word of God. So the Word of God always comes forth through the Scriptures, and it's here to teach us, to counsel us, to help us grow spiritually always. And so as we embark upon this new year, I'm going to give you what we're going to do this year. Last year it was let everything be done in love. This year, we're going to let us be word watchers. Word watchers. Word watchers. Not birds, words. Okay, so that's one, maybe a catchy phrase that you remember. And one of the things is, as you heard the music today, I think God was giving us a prelude to that. So the songs that were sung this morning, a lot of I am's and you are's, believe it or not, that was God already confirming this message is meant to be spoken to all of you, because words make a difference in all of our lives. And so the scripture for the year right now is Psalm 19:14. This is something we're going to do and be, I pray, word watchers. Psalm 19, verse 14 says, "May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, God, my rock and my redeemer." So may the words of my mouth and the thoughts in my heart be pleasing to God. So our thoughts often are words as well. Many of us think in language in our heads. Studies show that we speak about 17,000 words a day. I'm probably closer to 50,000 words a day, but needless to say, I'm above average. What can I say? I'm an overachiever when it comes to words. But words have power. And Jesus was one of the people, certainly, that used his words to lift up people, to teach people, to perform miracles. His words had power. His words had authority. God's words, even way back with Moses, the words, I am, that I am. He told that to Moses, just tell the people that's who I am. Those two words are so powerful. And then when we also say I am, meaning ourselves, the words we put after that create who we are or who we believe ourselves to be. And then there's also the you are. You are, as we speak to God, we speak about who God is in our lives, as well as who you are, how we treat one another. The words that we call out to about others or we say to others or ourselves, they truly matter. So we have to wow people this year. Watch our words. So as we have God, you know, guide and direct us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, when he told the disciples as he was leaving this world, he told those disciples that the Holy Spirit would come and guide them and give them all the right words to say to other people, whether they were in persecution and being thrown out of synagogues, or whether they were preaching to the crowds, whether they were one-on-one with someone. The Holy Spirit gave the disciples those words, and that's how the scriptures, as well as what we read today, but also how the lives of people were changed so positively, and how the church really grew and expanded and reached out to others through the power of words. It's through preaching. It's through teaching. It's what we say to one another, the people around us and the people that we touch in any way, shape, or form, as well as the kind of words that we read. So what we read on paper, whatever we're reading and looking at this upcoming year, that's going to affect our feelings, our thoughts, our actions, and our life. So words have power. So we want to be sure this coming year that the words of our mouth, whatever you say, and believe me, sometimes it's what you don't say that's also equally important. The words of your mouth, let them be pleasing to God. Let it be something that lifts up others, encourages others, lifts yourself up. Our words have power. You know, Jesus used words to rebuke Satan, to put him right back in his place, as well as to tell a mountain to move and be thrown into the sea. And all the times that every time he came against any problem, he used his words, the power of his words, were something that changed people's lives. Be healed. Be free. You know, come to me. All of those words are so powerful, and we each have the opportunity this coming year to really watch our words. When we watch what we say, we'll backtrack. When we watch what we, and pay attention to what we think, because words go on inside of our head. You may be like me that I have conversations in my mind, and then, you know, that can lead to something really great or something not so great, depending on the type of words that we all speak and choose. And sometimes, you know, words are just things that come, it seems. Could be our past that creates the same habit. We have to really take authority over our words. The scriptures also tell us to take captive every thought, every word that we think and that we say. And in the book of Colossians, the second scripture that I wanted to refer to today, it speaks in Colossians about a new life risen in Christ in chapter 3, how we've been raised with Christ and we have a new way of living and being. And that's, you know, that happened when Christ first came to us and we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. But as this new year comes upon us, let's be reminded of the birth that Christ has in us in this new year. We can be different, better, more productive, more loving, more caring, more wonderful. We can be so many more things than what we currently are. And we're already great. I know that because we're children of God. Remember, we're created in God's image, likeness, and character. So that character is the same character that was in Jesus as in us. And so regardless of how we might have been conditioned or some of the ways that we say things, we have a new way this coming year, I pray, to be more like Christ. What would Jesus say? What would Jesus not say to others? Sometimes we have to hold back our words, even though we're thinking some things about ourselves or others. If it's not going to help someone else, if it's not going to benefit them, if it's not going to draw them closer to God and help them feel better about themselves, the creation that they are, let's not say those things. Let's be sure that we really pay attention to the words that we speak. And Colossians 3:16 says this, "Let the words of Christ in all their richness live in your hearts and make you wise. Use his words to teach and counsel others." So there's all kinds of advice we can sometimes get, all kinds of ways in which we can try to figure out things. But the words of Christ, who, if you have a Bible that has red letters in it, you can very often just pick out those red letters. You can see how Jesus spoke, how he often told people the way in which they can live a better, more productive, more, I don't know, fulfilling life. They can be free from their sins, be free of their past, be free of the doubts and worries and cares. You know, he was so cautious about the words that he used, and he chose them wisely as well. So we want to let the words of Christ, his words, what would Jesus say to someone who's hurting, to someone who's messed up, to someone who made a mistake? Are we going to be people that just sit back and judge and criticize? No, that's not us. That's for other types of people to do. But people that are of Christ, we're Christians, we're little Christ, we're here to be like Jesus. We're here to speak words of life, words of healing, words of peace, words of unity, words of harmony, words that help people be lifted up. Even in the darkest moments, we can help people believe and trust that they have a future in God. We can use the scriptures so often. There's so many places in scriptures where especially David and the other and Asaph and the other psalmists wrote directly to God, and they spoke about who God is and who you are, God. And so we also see that we as children of God are people that are just like God. So remember that part too. And so as we come into this year, We want to be sure that we truly think before we speak. Now, personally, that's probably a new experience for me. However, I'm going to work on that. That's going to be what God's calling me to do. I want to be sure, even if it takes closing my eyes and listening with the third ear, listening with the heart, listening through the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, in the silence very often before we speak, even though words are running around in our heads sometimes, God speaks underneath all of that. And truly, it will actually quicken your spirit. You can kind of feel it inside of yourself, how God really wants you to speak. And sometimes you'll be surprised, or maybe you won't, how your words can really affect the life of somebody else. Especially as we struggle with some of the things that are happening in our world, in our country, in our lives, words matter. And, you know, words evoke emotions. So the words you say evoke an emotion. And as those emotions are evoked, they're going to be positive or negative. So I want us to speak upwards. So even if it seems bleak, even if it seems dark, you can say, God is the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I know we're going to get through this. The I ams that you say and the I ams that we all say together and the you ares that we call one another, you are a child of God. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're awesome. You can do this. Those kind of words are going to help people grow spiritually. Because so often, and we've seen it, how negative words can be. How the name-calling, the divisiveness, how the way that sometimes people want to accuse others. And Satan, that's all Satan at work. And he's going to use words also to assail us. So those darts that come at us very often are in words, especially if you make a mistake. Because 2021, you might make some mistakes, just in case. I mean, get them over with now. That way the rest of the year you'll be free if you can clear that. But needless to say, all of us are imperfect, but we're also forgiven. And so when you make a mistake, instead of calling yourself a negative name, just stop and just say, I messed up. God help me. I can do this differently now. I'm going to choose a different way. God help me. Those are great words that you can speak. So essentially, I guess that's kind of a short and sweet message today, although we're going to be talking a lot about words where you see words throughout the scriptures. And we're going to keep it simple this year. I'm going to keep it short because here's the thing. We have to really grasp the concept that our words matter. And it's going to be a process because some of us who have been conditioned or hear things outside of us, who have been told some not so great things about ourselves, we believed a lot of those words. We're going to have to do some changing. We're going to have new affirmations about who we really are. So the words of Christ that are in our head, those words tell us that we're saved, that we're special, that we're so worth dying for. That's who we are, all of us. And so if the negative thing comes your way, that's where you put up that shield of faith and you come back with words that say, oh, no, Satan, no, no, no. I'm a child of God. Jesus Christ died for me regardless of what somebody else is trying to tell me. And so it's going to be a process, but we're going to work on this together because I know it takes, you know, the words of Christ. You know, every time he spoke, people hung on his words. Because his words spoke life. He breathed life into people through his words. And he taught the disciples who were just like people like you and me who had a past. And all he ever said is, come follow me. Listen to my words and then put my words into action. And that's exactly what transpired and will continue to transpire, I pray, in all of us. So let's be word watchers this coming year as a church body. Every place you write something down, and I know a lot of us post on Facebook, let's put words out there, the words of Christ, the words that uplift. If you can't think of what those words might be, take your Bible, find those red letters, or look throughout the scriptures. We'll be giving you more and more scriptures as time goes on. Sing some of the songs that you heard today. I am a child of God. Yes, I am. just one phrase like that. So no matter what, we have that word brought forth this morning. And, you know, God is the way, the truth, and the life. That's who you are, God. And so I have the way, the truth, and the life inside of me as well as you as well. So I hope and pray that the coming year, however it unfolds, remember this, your words have power. They form you. The words that you say, the things that you think in your heart, that creates who you are in this coming year more and more. So I want for all of us to be more like Christ so that the words we speak are words that he would say. And I know all that Jesus ever said, especially, is I love you, I forgive you, come follow me into the kingdom of God. I want to give you an abundant life full of blessings. That's what Jesus had to say to all of us. So let's also share those types of words with one another in this year going forward. Let's uplift one another with our words. And I'm going to be watching your words as you watch mine. And I'm going to hold myself, as God is as well, accountable. For every word I say, may it be what God would be pleased with. And only God. But also, if I know God is pleased, that's also going to please the hearts and minds of others.